The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Welcome to this special edition of the North Pole Podcast, brought to you by North Pole Radio News on Kringle Radio. My name is Elf Frank Murr, and we are gathered here at the press room at the North Pole Public Relations Department as we await what has been deemed a major announcement from Santa Claus about the upcoming Christmas season. Joining me now to discuss this while we wait for Santa to arrive is my good friend and radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what do you think about this announcement, and what do you think it is all about?
Hi, Frank, and first of all, Merry Christmas to you. There's been a lot of wild speculation about this announcement, Frank. I've heard rumors that this could be anything from Santa announcing that he's going to shave to Rudolph retiring, Frank.
Really, Crash, do you think it will be something that dramatic?
Well, it is unusual for Santa to get everyone together for an announcement in July, Frank. So the news has to be something special. I doubt very much we're going to hear anything weird like that.
Thanks, Crash. Joining us now from the Public Relations Department here at the North Pole is Elf Tito Flores. Tito, I understand the Public Relations Department knows about the nature of this news.
Oh, no, Frank. We're just here to set up and take down the chairs. We have no clue what's going on.
Okay, Tito. Thanks for admitting that. How about you there, Elf Hugo? What business does the head of the North Pole Post Office have at this event today?
Well, I tell you, Frank, whatever it is that's on Santa's mind will soon be on the minds of Santa fans all around the world, and they're going to bombard us with all their letters with questions about whatever it is that Santa's going to say. I'm here out of self-interest, Frank. I need to know what I'm going to be dealing with for the next couple of months with this thing.
Okay, Hugo, fair enough. The room now is starting to fill with media and elves from all over the North Pole. I can see elves I know from the reindeer department, from the radio news teams, from the North Pole Gazette, and from various departments all over the North Pole here. It should be noted that while Christmas is still several months away, there are many people back in town for Christmas in July. So Santa picked a good time that is good for elves to hear this news.
Frank, excuse me for interrupting, but I see Elf Max with the tracking department up by the podium, and he's holding a piece of paper, Frank. Has anyone considered this might be about Santa tracking this year, Frank?
Well, we're months away from even thinking about tracking Santa, Crash, and the new tracking center here at the North Pole is still under construction. Do you think Max might be able to share some news?
Well, I don't know, Frank, but he's the only one in this room and doesn't look confused right now. Hey, Max, come over here, will you?
Hey, Crash, how you been?
Well, just fine, Max. You look pretty busy these days. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just working the countdown like I usually do. There's 150-something days until Santa's launch, and, you know, it's a real busy time.
Uh-huh. It's July, Max. You're the only one I know who looks to be even remotely busy. What's going on, Max?
What do you mean, Crash?
Well, you know, an elf like you out and about on a bright summer day here, busy like you are, shouldn't you be at your station at the tracking department looking at maps or something?
Well, there's lots of elves here, Crash. Why wouldn't I be here, too?
Well, what's on that paper you're holding there, Max?
It's a menu, Crash.
A menu, my left jingle bell, Max. Lunch was more than an hour ago. What's going on here? What's Santa up to? I know you know, so out with it.
Crash, Santa has entered the room now, and my goodness, he's in full uniform, Crash.
He's got to be hotter than blazes in that thing, Frank.
I'll bet he has the suit cooling system engaged, Crash.
That's a good guess, especially under all these lights.
Santa is stepping up to the podium now. He's not holding any paperwork that I can see, so he'll likely address us from memory, as he usually does. Santa's looking relaxed, but he's somewhat serious as he stands there. I would note that Mrs. Claus does not seem to be here. That's a somewhat unusual thing for an event like this.
Frank, I hear she's off in Tahiti or something like that, trying to sorts of new crop of macadamias or something.
Well, the work of making the best Christmas cookies in the world never ends, I suppose, Crash. Okay, we've been flagged now. What's this? We can't broadcast Santa's announcement? Okay. All right.
I don't know if Santa's too happy we're broadcasting here today, Frank.
Yes, Crash, it has been brought to my attention that Santa didn't know we were going to be here. Sounds like a slip-up in the public relations department, but I don't know what he wants us to do here, Crash. We've been on the air for a few minutes now. It's not like we can just fold up our tent and keep people hanging out there. Crash, can you get a producer to chase down some instruction here? Tito, can you stall Santa for a minute while we work this out? We apologize for the confusion here, folks. It's Christmas in July, and we're a little out of sync here.
Frank, I'm told you can just delay things a little bit while Santa makes the announcement to the elves, but you cannot record or play Santa's remarks for the general public. Once he's done, then we can talk about what he said and discuss what it means, but we're told this announcement is really, well, for the elves, Frank.
Okay, Crash, we'll take a brief musical interlude here while Santa makes his announcement, then we'll be right back with the news. Everyone from the North Pole, this is Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News on Kringle Radio. Moments ago, Santa shocked the elf world here at the North Pole with what can only be described as a stunning announcement.
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. I've seen a lot of Christmas miracles in my time, but this one's going to be... Oh, boy, I don't know, Frank.
Why don't you grab Elf Bruno over there and give him a microphone real quick. Bruno, what's your thoughts on Santa's announcement?
He's out of his jolly mind, Frank. We just don't have enough time to pull that off. We don't have that kind of elf power, and who knows how the world is going to react to this.
Bro, have you talked to Max? Where is Max anyway?
He let out the minute Santa took the microphone, Frank, like his hair was on fire or something. I don't think he thinks this can be done either, Frank. Frank, by the way, I don't think we've told everyone what the news is yet.
Sorry, Crash, I'm just as stunned as everyone else, I guess. In a surprise announcement here at the North Pole today, Santa set a very high goal for new tracker elves for this year, asking the tracking department to deputize, train, and deploy 20 million new trackers by the time he takes off on Christmas Eve.
I would remind everyone, Frank, that we went from 4 to 6 million new elves last year, and that was considered a miracle. That was a big elf effort, Frank. Santa had the most flawless flight in history last Christmas, thanks to those 6 million who came on board last year.
Crash, you've been close to the recruiting efforts for years now at SantaTrackers.net, and your opinion, can 20 million be done? We had only 6 million as a goal last year.
Well, of course it can be done, Frank. If Santa says that's what he needs, and the world will rise to that level, they always do. I just wish it was January, not July, Frank. We don't have a lot of time now to figure this out.
Well, how is it going to be done, Crash?
I don't know, Frank. I think there will be a lot of meetings this week, and maybe a lot of Christmas in July that might be canceled, at least here at the North Pole, Frank, so we can figure this thing out.
Joining us now from the North Pole Tracking Department is the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Roger Starr. Roger, can we do this?
Once we stop freaking out, Frank, and think about this, I believe folks will see that Santa is thinking about this in the right way. Last year, we announced on December 23rd that we had 6,086,590 new tracker elves, bringing our worldwide tally to better than 12.5 million overall. I think Santa is counting that 12.5 million as our starting point, Frank. He believes, and I believe, that all the tracker elves who have been there for Santa before will be there again. So in reality, we only need 7.5 million new elves. That's not That's many more than we recruited last year. And last year, he set the goal in October. He's giving it to us now in July. So, yeah, I think this is a reasonable goal, and I think we're going to make it, Frank.
Thank you, Roger, for that perspective. Now that you put it that way, I suppose the first order of business is to get everyone here to calm down.
Roger that.
Frank, that's all well and good, but I think we need everyone new to Elf Operation and news from the North Pole to know that they can go to SantaTrackers.net to sign up right now and get in their elf training between now and when Santa flies on Christmas Eve.
I think we're going to be saying that a lot in the months ahead, Crash. Recapping for you now, Santa Claus, in a stunning announcement at the North Pole, has set the goal for 20 million tracker elves helping him to get around the world this Christmas. We invite you to stick with us here at SantaUpdate.com and on Kringle Radio News in the weeks and months ahead as we bring you all the news of Santa and the merry effort we call Operation Merry Christmas. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.